Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Theoretically, you should protect all the mucosal surfaces. So if you have goggles or an eye shield, you should use it. I mean, it's not universally recommended, but if you really want to be complete, you should probably use it if you can.
Got himself a guitar, used to play.
Let me guess, Wiggy. Fauci has a piece in the goggle company. That's why he's talking about goggles.
No.
Or maybe it's about the groupies. Do scientists, do infectious disease experts have groupies?
Yeah, it's not like the kind that you see in pro sports.
Oh, it's not the same.
I mean, does he have groupies? Dale and Ken.
Oh, no.
Greg, to think that a guy who 6 months ago, nobody knew his name.
This is outrageous.
It's not outrageous.
I know you want to keep talking about it. There are people who want it. The people on the phone that want to talk about it. People that are texting
in. It's not outrageous.
I mean, it's outrageous, but go ahead.
To think about a guy that nobody knew his name 6 months ago, right? He's probably been locked away in a lab for, 60 out of his 80 plus years being, or however old he is on being on this earth. This opportunity, now granted, it's not an opportunity that you want, but look how he's went from nobody to now we're talking about this guy being on the cover of Time magazine. You don't think that somebody looks at that and goes, man, this is a great chance for me to kind of, I've been locked away in this room for so long. Who wouldn't want to capitalize off that?
Here's a guy who says, Dino from Saco, Maine, who says it's capitalism, Wiggy.
I got no problem with it.
You would do the same thing.
But I never knocked him for it. I ain't knocking him for it. I'm just telling you, this is what he's doing.
I mean, the
you're
guy.
You're knocking him for it because you're saying he's a fear monger.
He's utilizing the fear to continue that notoriety and to continue pushing what he's pushing.
But then you're saying he's being inauthentic.
I just want to point out the guy who wormed his way into an Aaron Hernandez documentary is talking about somebody being a fame whore.
I got no problem with it. I'm a fame whore. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
He admits it.
Yeah, if I could make money off of it, ain't nothing wrong with grab a little bag every now and then.
I play tight end for the Patriots. Talk to me.
Okay. Here's Dwayne. Hello. Here's Dwayne. Hello, Dwayne.
How much?
Yeah.
What's up?
My concern is, come on, Wiggy. What are you, a Trump acolyte? This man has been doing his business and helping people for over 40 years. The guy is pretty brilliant.
I'm not saying he's not.
Worldwide. And he's respect. Let me finish and I'll be quiet. The issue is, their job is to do no harm. And I kind of think you're doing some harm because you're putting a negative spin on science. I have medical people in my family. Some of them are like, they stay locked away in a room doing their thing because that's their commitment to humanity. And everybody's not looking for money or a bag here or there. Come on, man.
Yeah. But everybody is looking for a little bit of a pat on the back. They are looking for that, hey, I've been locked away in this room helping people for so many years. I want you to know my name. I mean, let's not act like we live in a world where you don't want to be noticed or you don't want people to say, great job, you're doing a great. I mean, people, let's come on now. Let's stop fronting out
but
there.
But then he's not going to make stuff up and be proven wrong on things because people would rip him for
it.
Has he said anything that has been proven wrong, Ken?
Right.
Remember when he was telling everybody it's okay to get on Tinder?
You might be right about that. Danielle's worked out for her. I mean,
that's not where she's
found a new man.
She did not meet new FWB on Tinder.
It's not FWB. It's BF. It's a boyfriend.
Oh, it's actual
boyfriend.
Me to say friends with benefits. It's full on.
No, well, that's FWB was an individual person. Yeah.
And I mean, it was like, who is this guy, FWB?
I had a dedicated FWB.
She has a dedicated friends with benefits guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he met a woman
yes.
that he liked.
in an additional way, additional to sex way.
Yeah.
And so then she and
A to
so
F. That,
and then she and FWB had to end things because of that.
Yeah.
But then
which
you
has happened before.
But now you found BF.
Right.
And maybe there's a, I don't know, is there a ring on the horizon? Or I mean
it's only been a few months, so I don't know. Okay. Let's pump the brakes.
Is it Fauci?
It is Fauci. It's Fauci. I told you not to say anything.
You can't.
Fauci can you not read the room?
Did you say your guys are going steady on Instagram?
Once you, yeah. You know, once you say that, you instantly going to the top.
Right.
Once you have claimed that you are Fauci's girl,
right.
You're going
That's
to
it.
Because of his juice right now, man. Mm-hmm. This guy's the limit. Well,
who has more power, Bezos or Fauci?
Fauci. Well,
Wiggy's acting like Fauci is going to be like Rene Rancourt and is going to be paid to do the anthem at people's weddings.
Mm-hmm. Which he's retired from.
Fauci's going to be like
Fauci's got a better voice than Rancourt.
Fauci's going to be like Kim Kardashian of infectious diseases. He'll have his own show.
How many fist pumps? From Ray Renee tonight.
Of his own show on damn Bravo.
I mean, Wiggy, here's a text that says Fauci has been a giant name in medicine since the AIDS crisis.
Oh, hard of
do a little research.
Okay.
Please make Wiggy stop. He can't be this stupid. That's what a 617 texter
617 texter found Wikipedia. Good job.
Did not know Fauci was this giant in AIDS research. Mm-hmm. My bad.
People know.
I should know my top five AIDS research people, and Fauci would be number one.
Well, he had a big feud with one of the real advocates when it came to HIV and the government not taking it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
What's that guy's name? Larry Kramer, I think was his name. And
yes.
They had like a long time feud because Fauci was among the people that he didn't think was taking that outbreak seriously enough.
Yes, correct.
And I think they made up shortly before Larry Kramer died.
Yes.
So he had, I mean, listen, he has been around for a while.
He's
certainly
80.
Is,
what is he? 80 years old? I'm not saying he hasn't been around.
He's worked for multiple presidents. This is Frank. Hello, Frank.
Good morning, Greg and crew.
Hello.
You're on the right path now to confirm Wiggy's suspicions. If you do a little more research into the AIDS and HIV, probably the closest thing to this pandemic that we've seen. A lot of people were upset with him because they thought he delayed a lot of medications hitting the street because he was filing and waiting for patents.
Really?
The law changed in Congress, and he actually owns patents on all kinds of medicine.
Wow.
It's a little icky if you look into it, Greg. It is. It really is.
It's icky. I don't like
Anyway, have a great
icky.
Day.
All right. Sticky icky.
All right. My fame whore radar. Was right again. That's it. It was right again. I don't have to do research. I have great people like that that can dig and know a lot more than I know.
Evidently, Larry Kramer was a bit of a fame whore himself. There was a piece in the New York Times about his friendship with Fauci. And Larry had said the following. But even recently, when he got pissed at me about something, he said to some paper, Fauci's gone over to the dark side again. This is from Fauci, sorry. I called him up and said, Larry, what the... And he'd say, oh, I didn't really mean it. I just wanted to get some attention.
Oh, that's okay.
Have you heard Fauci say anything positive since this pandemic started?
Yeah, just this week, he said we might have a vaccine by the end of the year.
But he also said, if you looked at it, he also then said that it probably won't do anything until the end of 2021.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Go.
This texter says what Wiggy is saying is the pandemic is Fauci's Ray J.
There you go. Exactly.
Yes.
There you go.
Wait a minute.
No, that'd be right.
This is the visual, the translation.
Yeah. Well, he wears goggles, yes. So it's okay.
Think about where were the goggles in the beginning of the pandemic? There's no goggles.
Here's a text that says Wiggy makes LB sound smart.
LB is a smart guy.
I'm a smart kid. I'm a genius. What are you talking about?
Unnecessary shot at Lyndon.
LB's a smart guy.
Yeah. Then they brush it through each.
Lyndon, I have a college degree.
Lyndon was just on the show last week wanted to know when his wedding anniversary was.
Yes.
And Danielle knows that information, so that's why he checked in. And I think we should get LB on next week to talk hockey playoffs.
Yeah.
Love it.
Do it. Love it.
Get him in here.
Oh, we can't come in. We can't have any guests in the studio.
Oh, it's fine.
We'll have to do it on the...
LB's immune.
Where's the studio again, kid?
He's immune?
I'd like to see what he thinks
between LB and myself, we have enough alcohol in our veins to get through anything.
Seriously, if LB hasn't died by now, there's no way coronavirus would take him out.
Well, he's
no
like, way. He's like Tom Brady without the pliability.
Okay. Can we please...
okay.
He's corona-proof.
Uh-huh.
He's more like the opposite Richards. Of Tom Brady.
Well, he's hydrated. Is he hydrated? Mm. I don't know.
That actually dehydrates you.
It dehydrates you, yeah. Got to go back to Doc Talmo for my 17th hip.
I'd love to hear what his take is on Tuca.
It's a silent H in hydration.
All right. I mean, listen, I'm just... I can't help that I'm speaking negatively about everybody's boy Fauci. I can't help it. I'm just calling it like I see it.
You're upsetting a lot of people.
I'm sorry about that, people.
You're upsetting a lot of people, although you're not upsetting Brock. Hello, Brock.
Wiggy, as always, you're a lighthouse in the fog trying to show people the light.
That's it, man.
Two quick things on Dr. Fauci, who hasn't seen a patient in like 30 or 40 years. like a caller said, he's worked for 7 presidents. Yeah, that's not a good thing. The only way you survive that many administrations, both sides of the aisle, is if you play ball with the lobbyists and the special interest groups. And the other thing, one of the big reasons he's so against hydroxychloroquine is because he's financially invested in remdesivir, which is a treatment that costs, I don't know, I think 10 times as much.
Yeah.
So there's plenty of bad things about Fauci when you look into him, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, this texter says that he's drunk on fame.
Yep. Usually when you get drunk on fame, you want a little bit more to drink.
I'm all for being cynical about people's motives, but wouldn't it be pretty clear if he advocated a treatment for COVID that didn't work, that he turned out to be financially connected to?
Yes. Like,
that's not exactly the toughest thing to prove.
Well... not a lot of journalists actually working these days, Curtis.
That's true. Maybe
they don't have time to get around to it. This is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
What's up?
I'm Team Wiggy on this one.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah, Team Wiggy because little Fauci, you know, he's there with his little eyes and his little hands, you know, and fingers going, and then he's like, oh, you know, I want everybody to wear goggles. I've never seen the guy wear goggles. Why is he telling everyone to wear goggles?
Well, he wears glasses. It's the same guy.
No,
I mean,
it's
I wear glasses. It's the same thing.
Waiter, I'll have the mucocious tenderloin.
I have my mucocious is all covered up.
No, yes,
I don't.
Yes, you have to register if it's not.
Well, yeah. Go ahead. What else?
He's definitely a fame whore, and he just wants publicity, and he's always throwing out these lies. First, he's telling everyone, don't wear masks. Masks do nothing. And now he wants everyone to wear masks. And now goggles, you know, all this stuff. I don't know. What's next?
I don't know. Sums it up, Bill.
This is Todd. Hello, Todd. Todd?
Toad.
All right, Todd is not there.
Damn it!
I guess we're not going to be able to finish the news because of Wiggy.
It's because of me.
Yeah, because of you.
Don't blame me. Blame Fauci. Blame
your fault.
Blame your boy.
These ridiculous insinuations. You have all kinds of insinuations about
he's
the great
a fame ho,
the great Dr. Fauci. All right, we should get to Ken and what is trending.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. We've got Bill Belichick coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. We'll check in to hear what Bill, the coach, is saying today about the start of training camp and the opt-outs, I guess.
What do you mean we're going to check in with
Bill? Oh, you don't want to check in?
What, we're going to listen to his... Is it a Zoom conference?
Yeah.
Is that...
Oh,
okay.
Yay.
I guess we can listen. We'll listen to the start. We can listen to the start, but we're going to comment on it as we're listening to it, right?
Correct. That's
we're not just going to play it like, you know, like a... like a news conference, sports guy. I mean, we're gonna comment.
We're going live.
I think we could all use a nap at 9.
Okay. Belichick gets ratings.
We're commenting on nothing he's telling us.
All right. We'll go live to the Belichick presser at 9.
And Dale and Keefe will have Cam Newton at 11:45 on their program. This will be the first time Cam talks to the Associated Media.
I think it'd be really interesting to hear what Cam Newton sounds like.
I know exactly what Cam's going to sound like.
What?
Yo, I'm just here to play football.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
So he's on the program. You think?
I'm a huge supporter of my teammates and you know going out there and competing. Mm-hmm. That's all it.
I hope somebody. There are a lot of people who keep saying that they don't think Cam Newton is going to be able to handle Bill Belichick. That it's going to be the example I heard yesterday. The two examples were Ocho Cinco and Albert Haynesworth.
Yeah, but Ocho Cinco handled him well.
Did he?
Yeah, he was never an issue. When did you ever hear? He didn't perform well on the football field.
So
yeah.
they keep saying that, Cam is frail and he's sensitive and he's not going to be able to adjust to Bill Belichick as a coach. I don't buy that.
If they wanted to use somebody, they should have used Michael Bennett as the example. Because you saw with him, there was issues,
right?
Arguing with coaches,
punching guys, saying stuff
to the media. Chad Johnson was just quiet as a church mouse.
But the people that are saying this, Greg, are not some random people. It's a guy that played for Belichick and with Cam Newton,
correct?
Who saw him? So it's not like it's just throwing out
some Scrabini, Kyle Love. Nobody knows who that is. Anyway,
he opted out.
He did opt out.
So he's a big name.
Ben Volen is jumping in on the Brady hate.
Attention
today.
Whore, Volen.
Yeah, attention whore.
Like Fauci.
Yep.
Like Fauci.
Just like Fauci.
Here's what
must
Volen
be a short guy thing.
Wow. Wow. You did it. You went there.
So, Volen writes today, now more clearly than ever, we see that it was about Brady's discontent with Patriots leaders, Belichick, Kraft, and Kraft. Every day, it should have been a major red flag. 2019 would have been his last. Every day he works with new teammates, feels like a message being sent back to to Belichick and the Krafts. How Belichick must chuckle every time he sees Brady sweating it out under the Florida sun. Oh, really, Tom? Now you're all in on off-season practices again.
Well, it is. I mean, it is true. It's peeling back the facade a little bit on Tom Brady that he's all in down there, but he wasn't willing to be all in here the last couple of years.
Was Belichick all in when he was spending his summer in Barbados, not signing any free agents?
And guess what? If you paid Tom Brady, I bet he would have been all in.
Oh, that's it? Pay the man.
That's why Fauci's all in.
Pay that man his money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pay that man.
No, Greg don't work for free.
Clearly.
How do you know?
I think we're all well aware.
Maybe I am.
Do you work for free?
Maybe I took a hometown discount to come over here.
Well, then that ain't free. Then.
Hometown.
Which
discount.
Home are we talking about? The first one or the second one?
Free means you get no money.
Mm-hmm.
Celtics Raptors tonight at 9. Red Sox and the Jays at Fenway Park. 7:30 first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. Bruins on Sunday to be determined. We don't know what time the puck drops, but it will settle the 3-4 seed. Toronto blew a 3-0 lead last night. They lost in overtime to Columbus 4-3. Pierre-Luc Dubois with the game winner in OT. Islanders and Canadiens can wrap up their series tonight, and so can Columbus, by the way. No discipline for Barclay Goodrow, that goon who hit Anders Bjork in the game on Wednesday.
Ridiculous.
It's amazing. Two-minute minor.
Complete headshot.
Yeah, that was dirty.
Took his head off.
Yeah. Could have ruined a guy's career. I mean,
yeah, that was similar to kind of like the Savard hit. A little bit.
Sort of. Yeah, sort of.
NHL gets bubbled up in Canada, and they just revert to old goonery. anything goes. PGA Championship at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, day two today. Jason Day and Brendan Todd are the leaders at 5-under. And that's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Encourage him, Ken. We've got to move off of the Fauci attention whore fame topic. And
yes.
You and David Bowie are just going to encourage Wiggy.
I just looked up on IMDb. Fauci will be making a guest appearance in the new Scary Movie 6.
Aw. He's actually in Fast and Furious 19. Get it?
That is true.
Well, you think he's turning... What was it that turned you off to him?
It was the throwing out the first pitch.
Oh, that's interesting.
That whole thing, because if you're really just about you know, I'm only going to go on CNN yeah. or on these medical shows to really talk about the disease and that kind of thing. Okay.
You refuse that kind of thing.
Yeah, you go, you know what? I don't want to make it more than right. it is. Like, you don't need why? To have me why out there. He, and then what number was he wearing on the back of his jersey?
19.
Okay.
That's when they won the title. You are ridiculous.
Okay, Ken.
This is such a hit
job. Oh, okay. Pull your head out of the sand.
Okay. I mean, but why would he turn down? I mean, he has the opportunity to throw because the opening pitch for the season.
You tell me why you need to.
Because it's a cool thing. Like, I mean, if you're fighting a pandemic,
right.
if you're leading the charge in a as Ken calls it, mm-hmm. in a war, and they say, hey, you want to throw the first pitch out? Of course you take that.
No, you go, no, you know, because I don't want to turn.
Is that you're busy? You're
no, in, I don't want to.
You're in the laboratory?
I don't want to turn it into more than that. I want to just focus on the importance mm-hmm. of handling this disease, this pandemic, and that's what you want to talk to me about, what we need to do, you know, what type of vaccines yeah. we should be looking. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with that, but you want me to throw out the first pitch, or you want me, you know, to come up on stage when you're doing Taylor Swift's new song, you want to be in the like video?
He's not going to show up in a Taylor Swift video, although I would like it because I love Taylor
Swift. You
would
love that.
Now
that's
I,
a
now
possibility.
You are like
now I love Taylor
over
Swift.
The top.
Love her new album.
It's a possibility.
Is that a bro show?
Huh?
Is that a bro show?
Best. I was thinking that the Last Great American Dynasty was the best song on the album. Yeah. I now think it's Exile. I think is now the best song on
okay.
the album.
All right.
But listen,
I'm gonna have to listen to Taylor Swift now.
You really, you
just
have
because
to, you have
Craig
to,
does.
Yeah, yeah. You got
I know I'm
we
going.
We embrace the other side.
No. I just want to listen to see what it is that he's so fascinated with.
This is what you're into.
This is.
That's all I want to see.
This is Maureen. Hello, Maureen.
Oh yes, hi.
Hey.
Good morning, and by the way, Danielle, a pleasure to listen to you every morning.
Thank you, my darling.
Pardon the allergies. I'm a little whatever today, as you are, I guess.
Yes.
I just wanted to make a couple of quick Fauci points, we've already talked about the AIDS thing in the 80s, but I just wanted to point out that that was a very unpopular and not a profitable career path for him, by the way.
Huh.
The second point was that he knows, he's smart enough to know that he's there to try and keep Trump in check and present some reality mm-hmm. with a very public face. I know there are missteps that he's made, mm-hmm. but I think this virus suggests that kind of misstep because it evolves, and it's very. What other major public figure or voice has really done that? And by the way, if he wanted to open everything up, would people feel the same way about him?
You mean would Wiggy?
And the last thing is about Mr. Wiggins.
Yes.
Other than as enjoyable as he sometimes is, other than people who are football aficionados, mm-hmm. Who knew about him? A while ago, he was brought on the station briefly,
right.
and now you can't turn it on without listening to him.
Maureen, I was all over a hip-hop station, Maureen.
Excuse me, has his money gone up?
Huh?
It's gone down. And what's wrong with doing that? But anyway, listen, I love you guys, and thank you so much for allowing me to come on, and thanks, Curtis.
Oh, that's the first and last time anyone has ever said that.
There you go.
Thank
Maureen's
you, Maureen.
Birthday.
That is Maureen.
Aww.
There
she
you have it.
She must not listen to hip-hop.
There you go.
See,
she wants to.
I'm a good guy.
She'd like to look at your finances.
They've gone down since.
Let's be clear. Wiggy was not all over the hip hop station. They wouldn't let him on. He was calling us in the morning here. He was on their show.
So annoying. We used to call.
We were number one when I was on that show.
You weren't on.
Now they're. You know, I don't even think they're in the top 600. And I was calling you guys because of some of the crazy, reckless stuff that you were saying.
You were listening to us.
I was like the guy who called in and said, I was the lighthouse in the fog.
Right.
When it was all foggy over here, I was trying. They wouldn't let me on, though.
They wouldn't
kept
let you
calling.
On.
No. There was a producer for the show.
I felt like Scott from Weymouth.
There was a producer for that show that I used to work with.
Yeah.
And so he started, once I realized what Wiggy's phone number was, I just stopped picking up. And then he was using my buddy's phone to get onto the show.
Stop it.
They wouldn't let me on. See, they were treating me wrong.
You were on a live show at the time.
Well, not at the time. It wasn't live. We were playing music.
Drake during a break.
Yes, Drake was playing.
Let's see. This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good Good morning, everybody.
What's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to talk about Cam for a second here.
Yes.
I'm not worried about him handling Belichick because Belichick is Belichick. Everybody knows what he's like, and I'm sure Cam did before he came here. But what he may not be prepared for is New England media has notoriously torn down athletes. So the first day that he comes to the podium in one of those ridiculous outfits and starts getting shredded about that instead of football, we'll see how thick his skin is and what he can handle then. And if I may make a quick point about Fauci,
yeah.
Science can't be, the man's flip-flopped his position at least half a dozen times. So then it's not science to begin with. You know, you can't wake up one day and say, hey, there's gravity. Tomorrow there won't be, but next week there will be. That's not how science works. It's not done by consensus. It's not done by theory. It's done by provable fact. And he's constantly spouting things as fact that have never been proven. That's why I think he's a fraud.
Okay.
Love you guys.
I don't expect that anybody in the New England media is going to ask Cam Newton about what he's wearing at a
somebody
at a,
might do it jokingly.
Somebody will.
Jokingly, they'll do it.
Greg,
they'll get dragged.
Did you see the media reaction when you thought I was crazy about bringing up race, that it was going to be part of the coverage of Cam? It is absolutely. They are going to dissect and analyze the way the Boston media treats Cam in every shape, way, or form. It is going to be a national dialogue.
But you're acting like the guy, first of all, I guess it's based on what one teammate said, but you're acting like he's so frail and he's going to be so upset by Bill yelling at him. He knew exactly what he was getting into.
Well, it's not about Bill.
This is he's looking at it like essentially a career saving opportunity.
It's not about Bill yelling at him. Is can he deal with Bill embarrassing him? Right? Because that's
in front of the other guys.
In front of everybody. Because that's what Bill will do.
And Greg, this is about as difficult a job as you can possibly have in professional sports. You are replacing
the GOAT.
Do you want to be the guy that replaces Tom Brady? Does that sound like a fun thing to do while making league minimum?
No, you want to be the guy who replaced the guy who replaced Tom Brady.
So, which makes me believe that maybe Ordway and who was the other guy? Zoe, whoever else is saying this, that Stidham might be week one starter. Tell Jarrett to go out and suck Bebop around and then bring in Cam Newton.
You think Stidham's going to start now?
I don't know.
I think when you hear his press conference today, Wiggy's right. He's going to be humble. Mm-hmm. He's going to be Patriot way. He's going to be, he's going to say amazing opportunity, get the chance to play for the greatest coach in NFL history.
Do you really think if he's asked directly about his contract that he'll say he's very happy to sign what he did?
Yes, I think he will. I
don't know.
You think he's going to bitch about his first press conference today at 11:45, which you can hear live here on the station?
I would say
he's going to bitch about his contract.
If the press conference was airing during our show, I would say he would do that just so people would listen.
No, his thing is going to come down to, do you remember when he did the round table and he was like, we played them, or what did he say? I
they ain't never seen this, Cam.
Oh, they ain't, like, so yeah. So take that. So here's what Bill does. Bill goes, let's say, Greg, you're on the defensive side of the football. And he goes, hey, Greg, let me ask you, if you're the quarterback of this team, and I've heard you say they ain't never seen this type of player before, and then you go out there and you're supposed to throw the ball in the flat, but you throw it to the backside and an interception.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you're still somebody that people are going to say they ain't never seen this guy before?
I understand.
And then he's going to look to Cam and go, Cam?
Yeah. But he's a grown man. You're acting like
he
can't
take. But it doesn't matter, Bill. Bill. I don't care what it is. I don't even play for the guy. When I see him, I'm like,
you're still nervous?
So I want to make sure. Do I want to say the right thing here? Does he look at me like I'm dumb? Is he going to say something that embarrasses me? But that's,
well, you're not concerned with the listeners who are texting in and saying you sound really dumb this morning.
Yeah, but they're not Bill Belichick. There's something about his presence, and can you take that mentally? Can you take that criticism of him basically clowning you in front of everybody and then you going out there and not letting that bother you, taking that and letting that motivate you and not bother you?
Here is Derek, the Steelers fan. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, everyone.
What's happening?
I'd like to
get to the Fauci topic real quick if I could, but before that, I mean, I know you're, you know, waiting with bated breath for Belichick. I mean, like, there's going to be a lot of information spouted out at that little presser.
I know. Well, Ken wants Please. Us to go. Ken wants us to go live with Belichick at 9. So,
yeah. Well, they bust my balls about my heavy breathing, right? Meanwhile, you're going to listen to that guy snorting and choking on his own phlegm.
Is Nike going to be there with him?
Oh God, Aww. Linda will be. You know that.
Why are you calling Mike Reese
Nike? Too far away from the money pot. So. Can I get to this, you know, first of all, you know, all due respect to Maureen, there's a huge difference between, like, somebody that's a personality on the radio making money than a guy who's supposed to be, right, Ken, leading us through wartime in a massive national and international crisis Correct. That we're all going to die from.
Yep.
Right?
Correct.
So we can at least agree on that, Maureen.
So, Derek, now, are you essentially saying that MacArthur would not have accepted an offer to throw out the first pitch during
war. I'll tell you what. When he did that, I'm with Wiggins. That definitely raised an eyebrow for me because I'll tell you, I told you before on this show, these scientists who are dependent upon government, i.e. taxpayer money, to fund their research, their lab, their actual salary, basically to fund their lives, okay? They're compromised right then and there. You have no further look than up the street at Nowinski, okay, who continues to attack the sport of football. But when you give him evidence to the contrary or send evidence away from his agenda, he ignores the science all of a sudden. And Fauci's displayed the same thing throughout this pandemic, and then people like Maureen want to get on there and, oh, well, it's an evolving pandemic, so we don't know what this virus will do. Exactly. So he should maybe stop spouting off and, you know, these nerds, they all want us to look like goofballs. We're going to have our mask on. We're going to have our goggles on. Remember we were supposed to wear the little gloves, Ken? And then suddenly they said, oh, wait a minute, you can't get it through surface. Like, please. Wiggins is 100% right on this Fauci thing. He is 100% right. And everyone gets all, you know, for clumps because we're talking about a virus and we don't care about people. And how could you say that about a national treasure, Fauci? Please. Wake up.
People are very upset with Wiggy's comments. They feel like they're very irresponsible.
All I'm doing
because
is
they're extremists. There's no other side to the argument with people like that. You can't have a conversation with people like that. It's sort of like trying to have a conversation, you know, with the Pats fan and, you know, hey, isn't this guy a kind of a, he's pretty good, isn't he? No, he's not the GOAT. We had Hot Rod Harrison. He's a Hall of Famer, safety, or anything. You know, Matt Light all of a sudden is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer if you want to talk about a tackle in this town.
And I'm the extremist in this scenario. I'm the extremist, not Derek, who's ranting for 5 minutes, and Wiggy, who's accusing Fauci.
I'm just speaking knowledge, baby. I'm dropping knowledge. They're called knowledge nuggets, man.
Leadership in wartime leads to personal success.
How many do you want?
You think Ulysses Grant should have turned down the presidency after being a great Civil War general?
Hey, you want a six pack of knowledge nuggets with your fries? Because that's what I'm doing.
You're talking about you're calling Fauci like Eisenhower, essentially.
Yep.
Right.
It doesn't bother you when this guy goes out there and throws the first pitch with a jersey on that it says number 19 on?
Not a good look.
Can't explain it again.
The Nationals won the World Series in 19. So obviously the jersey is going to be 19, celebrating last year's team.
You really think he's a Nationals fan.
It didn't say COVID where his name should be.
I'm surprised it didn't. I bet he had that there.
The COVID was implied.
Yes. I bet he had that there initially and somebody had, his publicist swooped in and go, hey, Tone. He probably calls him Tone, right?
Tone?
Doesn't call him Anthony, right? Or Tony. He's like, hey, Tone. Not a good look. Bro.
Also, pretty
Just
dumb.
Stick with the 19.
Dumb on his part, sitting there at the game with the mask not on.
Yeah.
Once again, opening the door for nut jobs like Derek.
All right. We got to take a break. We're going to go to the Bill press conference at 9.
I haven't seen you this excited.
Either that or Volin. What's your choice?
If those are the only two choices, I would choose the Bill press conference. So that is coming up here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI. Let me guess, another Wiggy request?
Yes, sir.
That is Bone Tugs and Harmony. No. You don't pronounce the TH, you know.
No.
Can you name any of the Bone Thugs?
Ooh.
Oh, can I name
any? Oh, that's a good one, Danielle. He would do that if it was like Chicago.
What, if I can name any of the Bone Thugs?
Yes. There's four members in the group.
Wiggy, can you name any of the people in Tom Petty?
I guess there's...
Tom Petty.
I would guess that there's Daddy Bone.
No.
Dr. Bone?
No, but they are bone-themed names.
Yes. Okay. Big Bone?
No.
Small Bone?
No.
Mid-sized Bone?
No.
Machek Bone?
That's usually the
semi-bone?
Order.
Bone?
That's the order. Big Bone, Little Bone, and Mid-sized Bone is like what you promised on Tinder, what you expect on Tinder, and what you get in real life on Tinder.
We have
one more question from Ken Bone.
I don't think I can name any of the bones.
Busy Bone, is Crazy Bone, is Lazy Bone, is Wishbone,
right.
And Flesh and Bone.
I don't think I'd want to be
a bonus bone.
I don't think I'd want to be Lazy Bone. I think I'd want to be Busy Bone.
Would you like to be a Thuggish Ruggish Bone?
Yes. Sure, of course I would. All right.
I was overruled. I actually knew a song by Bone Thugs and Harmony out of nowhere.
Well, the first of the month.
No. It's Crossroads. Good one, too.
Oh, yeah. That was a good song.
Well, Wiggy wanted that because he's on this Fauci kick. So,
for the love of money, baby.
Which he won't get off. So
for the love of Fauci.
Thankfully, we have the Belichick press conference so Wiggy can
talk
stop
about
talking.
A lifesaver.
Can stop talking about Fauci, which he's focused on.
Another guy who's doing it for the love of money. Ain't that right, Curtis? With the Subway ad?
Amen. And how, honest question about this press conference. How many questions in until we get the, what are your thoughts on Brady in Tampa Bay?
Yes.
I'm sure, I guess that is going to be asked. I mean,
if it's not asked, everybody at the press conference should be fired.
Well, nobody asked him about Steve and Brian Belichick last week. That's the one Curtis should be begging for. No questions about the reassignment of coaches.
Yeah. Do you think that will be asked?
I think it should be.
What are you these guys bought Belichick a onesie to give to his grandchild. You really think that they're going to be sitting there with penetrating questions about Brian and Steven? I do not think so. But the Brady question has to be asked, and I think it will be asked.
I'm sure it will be. I mean, but what's the question? You know, have you seen Tom? You know, has he acted differently?
Are you surprised to see Tom Brady's engagement in offseason activities with the Bucks when he wasn't willing to do that with you here last year?
Yeah.
I got a good question for him, too.
Yeah?
What was his thought when Gronk said he wanted to play? What made him want to trade Gronkowski? If Gronk wanted to play, why not keep him?
Yeah.
So, you know, something about Gronk, because Gronk had to go to him and go, listen, I want to trade because I'm going to play.
I think I'd ask him about the Super Duper, which is his favorite sandwich down there.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's one of their Super Dupers or whatever.
Yeah, the Super Duper.
Come on.
I want to know if he gets extra pickles on the Super Duper.
Can I get the 6-inch Super Duper?
Everybody loves sandwiches, so.
Is that one of the guys in Bone Thugs and Harmony? Bone Tugs and Harmony, yes. The Super Duper?
Super Duper.
Thailand.
What? Let's go to Thailand.
How about a question for this, like this for Belichick? Why, on a team with no tight ends, did you trade the greatest tight end of all time?
Interesting. I'll just have to swallow it.
Interesting.
Now, does he start right at 9, or is he normally running late?
He's late.
Make everybody. He's one of these guys who make people wait. Mm-hmm. I think people do that on purpose. You know, from a meeting negotiation philosophy.
Power move.
Yeah,
seems like something you would do.
No, never. I mean, I'm always like,
sorry, guys.
No, I just people who like do that on purpose. Yeah. It's so they think they're gonna have an edge.
Right. Yeah,
you know, does that a lot. You know, walks into the meeting late. Fauci. Wants everybody to know who's got the real power.
Does. Yeah, he comes walking in late.
Comes walking
Ben, how's
in
it going?
Late. Does he have a posse with him when he shows up? Or
he's got two people.
Oh, he has a posse.
His publicist.
He has a publicist?
Yes.
I don't think he has a publicist.
Oh, he does.
No, come on. I
don't
think there's no way he doesn't have a publicist.
He definitely does.
No.
You think he got the
He does
first
have a publicist.
Pitch.
I've talked to her.
Yes, of course he does.
Does not.
Yes, he does.
What, do you think he brings autographed 8x12s with him when he shows up?
Can you imagine? Yes. Oh, my God.
Just dripping definitely with jealousy. This guy wants college athletes paid, a scientist who has labored for decades, underpaid, doing things for the betterment of humanity.
He's making $400,000 a year. I didn't know that was underpaid.
Now, I mean, well, the years he put the blood, sweat, and tears in.
Think about
money.
All the patents.
More than Trump gets.
Trump gave up his salary.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, Fauci should give up his salary. You want to show me that you're real? Give your salary up, Fauci.
Uh-huh.
Any Do you guys think that Joe Biden has any clue who Fauci is?
No.
Fauci, no, Dr. Fauci, no.
Yes.
He's a junkie.
Yes.
Dr.
That was so Fauci. Offensive. Oh, my God.
Can you believe that that's not national? Two things should be national news right now. One, Bill Clinton being on Pedophile Island is literally not been covered. A former president is outly accused of the worst crime.
Well, yeah, well,
it's not talked about.
But one of the witnesses said that one of the girls said that he walked off into the night with two young ladies at his side.
I mean, it's insanity.
But what was the other one? What was the other story? Clinton, you said there were two stories.
Oh, and Biden saying yesterday that an African American journalist that was asking him questions about his mental acuity was similar to him asking the gentleman who was asking him questions if he was snorting cocaine before the interview and he was a junkie.
Speak the truth.
What about Obama?
No. And Curtis is
Joe
right.
Biden's the Democratic nominee for president. It's kind of more relevant.
And where's Ellen? Why haven't we heard anything with Ellen?
Great point.
We haven't heard
what
nothing.
A fall
sweep
from
it
grace.
Under the rug.
Sweep it. Ellen, racist.
No. She apologized.
Oh, man.
So, I'm sorry you got offended by what I said about you.
What about that guy who says that when he was 11 years old and Ellen was in her 20s, she ruthlessly bullied him over his weight and stuff?
He wants a bag of cash. This happens all the time to kids.
You don't buy his story?
Oh, I buy his story.
I mean, you have to listen to everybody.
For a bag of cash.
When everybody tells you their story, you have to listen to
I'm not denying his story at all.
Yeah.
But
you're right. Ellen,
she's skating.
Ellen's
skating.
She is.
And it was a black woman who said that she was, you know, Ellen was racist to her and the way she treated and there was, all those other employees skating. Still has her show. If that was Oprah,
It
would have went for Oprah. It would have got Oprah.
Look how quickly they took down Roseanne.
Quick.
Yeah, you're right about that, I guess.
Canceled.
But canceled. Ellen has, Ellen delivers a bag of cash for those stations.
Yeah, so
she's protected.
They're probably willing to accept her apology.
And Kevin Hart came to her defense.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, there you go. All right.
Who's taller, Kevin Hart or Fauci?
Fauci probably has an inch or two on Kevin Hart. He's a tiny little man. All right, we're going to get to the Bill Belichick press conference coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.